certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, November 2nd. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1216, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Like always, you can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today on the pod, we'll just recap the Oilers 5-2 win over the Kraken last night. We'll hear some post-game audio, and we'll also, I'm waiting for some audio for today. We either get a player or we'll get the head coach and get some updates from practice as well. That's all coming up today on the podcast. It's going to be a nice and short one, as tomorrow we will tee up the game against the Nashville Predators, a team the Oilers have struggled with here in Edmonton quite a bit. But yeah, we'll wait and see on that, and hopefully the Oilers can find another 2 points, because let's get right to it. Yesterday was not their best game, but they still managed to pick up the 5-2 win over the Kraken. Coach Dave Tippett, they got away with one, that's for sure. Leon Draisaitl led the way. He had 2 goals, 2 assists.
He's hot. He is hot. Keep feeding that guy.
Yeah, no doubt. He was excellent on the night. Keith, Turris, and Yamamoto all scored their first of the season as well. Yamos finally gets off the schneid there. Hopefully, that's a sign of good things to come for the little guy here. He's taken a lot of heat. He's become sort of a whipping boy. It was nice to see him get that goal. Now, hopefully, he can find a few more. A nice goal by Kyle Turris. Great feed by Devin Shore there, as the fourth line did give up a goal 5-on-5. So it was good for them to bounce back there. Always good to see a veteran like Keith get his first as an Edmonton Oiler. Power play, the Oilers went 1-for-3. Their PK was very good on the night, 3-for-3. They scored 4 even strength goals, so people can't say, oh, it's all special teams. No, they were solid on special teams, but 4 even strength goals was the difference, obviously, in this game. Mikko Koskinen was solid once again. He's got a save percentage now of 9.33. He's been really good. Good on him. He's bouncing back. He's shutting a lot of people up like me, so good on the big Finn. And he made that big save on Jordan Eberle right before the 4-2 goal, so that one kind of is the one that sticks with you, because that was a huge, huge save. I thought once again Keith and CeCe were the best pairing on the night. I thought Darnell Nurse on that first goal, he got walked. Let's just call it how it is. Doesn't mean he's a horrible defenseman. Doesn't mean I'm running out of town. That happens to even the best defenseman on a team. So Jaden Schwartz with a nice move on Darnell, and then a bit of a weak goal on Koskinen. That's just the reality of it. 2 bad plays by the Oilers there, but it didn't end up hurting them when it was all said and done. But that's just probably the only thing I'll nitpick about that top pairing. Third pairing was all right, but I thought Keith and CeCe played really well last night. Fourth line finally gets on the board, their first goal of the season. Tyler Benson, noticeable, sure. I mean, but I just find like the speed is still an issue there. And I get and I appreciate that he's trying to be more physical and throwing the body out there, but it's just not good enough. So you might see Perlini there, who hasn't been very good either. So, I mean, it's a toss-up. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? Maybe Dave Tippett's like, we won. Why switch anything? So we'll see. And the Oil had 3 goals on 6 shots at one point. They had 7 shots, I think, late into that second period. So Joey Decord not very strong for the Seattle Kraken on that night. But I'll say this, Seattle Kraken, they worked their butts off. But like we all anticipated, they will struggle scoring. So I thought they were the better team. Definitely 3-2 in the third, the Oilers kind of pushed a little bit more and were much improved from the first and the second period. But the Kraken are gonna you better bring your lunch pail, because these guys are gonna work, and we'll see how they trend during the season. I think they're gonna be up and down, like win 2, lose 2, something like that. So we'll wait and see. The Oil now 7-1, tops in the division. McDavid and Dry now lead the NHL in points. They both have 17 on the season, which is just unreal. real. So the Oilers pick up a big 5-2 win on Monday night, back at it tomorrow against the Nashville Predators. Then they get the New York Rangers on Kevin Lowe retirement night on Friday. And then starting next week, it gets real busy as they'll head out on a road trip. And yeah, that should be a fun one. It's going to be some good tests there. But the Oilers 7-1. I mean, what the hell can we really complain about? I know people were bringing up playoffs and like, don't worry about that now. This team's going to improve. Every team improves heading into the playoffs. The Oilers are not going to be playing like they did last night in the playoffs. So we got to stop bringing that up. It's getting quite quite annoying. So enjoy it. They're 7-1. Enjoy. Is there things to fix? Hell yeah. Can the team be better? Hell yeah. But that's a good sign. They're winning games and they're not even playing their A game yet. So enjoy it and stop complaining. So a big night for Keith Turris and Yamo get their first Draisaitl with a big night. 4 points on the night, and Mikko continues to play well. Coming up next, we'll get some practice notes and we'll hear some thoughts from Dave Tippett post game last night. That's all coming up here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV TV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That's directtv.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, we just recapped a bit of the Oilers 5-2 win over the good old Seattle Kraken. Their first visit here, Adam Larson got a nice little tribute video. It was about 15-20 seconds. The crowd cheered him on. He waved at the crowd and then it was all over. You saw him a few times have a good laugh with his former teammates, so that was all good. And how about that Nuge? The lace is getting tied up with one of the Kraken players. I think it was Vince Dunn. I've never seen that before in all my years watching hockey, so that was pretty funny. And those unis, though, that those got to be some of the best uniforms in the league for sure. I mean, I don't think anyone can sit there and actually say they disliked those unis. But let's hear from the head coach. And first up, just his thoughts on the game last night.
I thought Drysdale's line was really good. I thought Keith and CeCe were good. And I thought Mikko was good. We won. We were opportunistic. We capitalized on some chances and we found a way to get 2 points.
So he only likes six guys from his team. And yeah, he was brutally honest. He liked the Drysdale, the CeCe Keith pairing, and Mikko Koskinen, and everybody else has to be better. So hopefully outside of those six, everybody else shows up tomorrow and the Oilers can pick up another win. Mikko Koskinen's been really good this season. I mean, nothing outside of that one game against Philadelphia, nothing bad really to say about him. His numbers are looking really good and he's making the big saves and he's giving his team a chance. Here's the coach on his goaltender.
He made some real good saves. We gave up some chances that were pretty good chances and he made some big saves when he had to, and that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely. And we'll get to some practice notes here with just one more clip from the head coach last night after the game. And Yamamoto, guy that's played 8 games now on that second line. There was a lot of talk about his lack of production. For me, he was playing well and he was just snake bitten, something that's kind of continued on from last season. But yesterday he did get a goal and it was nice to see him. And you saw how happy his teammates were for him. And I think we can't forget that because it shows that the teammates love this little guy and they knew it was going to come. And when he finally scored, he saw the excitement from everybody around the team. So good on Yams. But Dave Tippett was asked what his message has been to Yamo since he's been struggling finding the back of the net.
Messages keep going. He's doing some things that are you like in the game. He always works. He's competitive. But he's, you know, at some point you got to start finding some results. So it's good to see him get on the board. I think hopefully that'll loosen up his grip and his stick a little bit. Feel like he gets going. When you got circles in all those columns in the scoring chances or in the scoring department, that weighs on your mind, especially as you get going into the season. So he's he got that first one behind him. Hopefully he relaxes and continues to play well, but can start capitalizing on some more opportunities.
Yeah, Yamo, he's just got to loosen up a bit. And it's going to be interesting to see how he does, even starting tomorrow after he got that goal. Because usually when players are on slumps like that, I wouldn't call it a slump. He's just snake bitten. But see if he starts scoring here now in multiple games. That's going to be interesting to watch. And hopefully he does, because it's only going to make the Edmonton Oilers that much better. But that was Dave Tippett. Just a few clips from last night following the game. He liked only six players from that game. He's really high on Mikko Koskinen right now, saying he's he's playing well, man. He's making some big saves, and just the message he had for Yamamoto, since he's been struggling for the most part of the season, finding the back of the net, but he's been playing well, and you heard it there from the head coach. Let's get to some practice notes. Koskinen was in the starter net, Smith at the other end, splitting reps with Skinner, so it seems like he might get another game tomorrow. Highly doubt we'll see Skinner, and we'll see what happens here with the IR and all that with Mike Smith, but it seems like he's ready to come back. Sorry. And then Perlini was skating with Shore and Turris, so looks like he will be in for Tyler Benson. Didn't I just say that? And listen, it's not like Tyler Benson's a local guy. I mean, I want him to succeed, but it just doesn't. Maybe the fourth line's not the role. Maybe this team's not the right team. He's an offensive guy, and maybe he needs that kind of opportunity. And he's not going to get that here. He's not. So playing with Shore and Turris is where he has to show his stuff and produce and, I don't know, be noticeable. And so far, again, he hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been great. He's just been just okay. So I'm not surprised by this move. I thought Turris obviously is going to stay in after that goal, but Perlini is going to get another look here. And this guy's got to do something. He was great in the preseason, but not so much so far in the regular season. So Perlini back with Shore and Turris, and all everything else remains the same. And we'll see if Russ draws in at all in these next couple of games. He's only played 2 out of the 8, which is kind of, I know, low tide in myself. We're talking about it. A little surprised, but I mean, Cuckoo's been fine. I mean, there's nothing to write. There's nothing to be upset about. So it is what it is. And Tommy Gazzola just threw this out there as well on Twitter. Koskinen and Smith took all the reps at each end for the rest of practice. Skinner watched from the bench, then joined Smith to do a little extra work at the end of the skate. Koskinen in starter's end. So yeah, Koskinen looking to get the start tomorrow. Looks like Smith will be returning a lot sooner, which is a good sign because both these goaltenders have been really good so far this season. Let's see if the Oilers can improve to 8-1 on Wednesday. But up next, we'll get to some news and notes from around the NHL, some injury news for your fantasy teams, and we'll also get some audio from today from the Edmonton Oilers. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. We're back in better than ever, a new web interface for the start of the basketball season, and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas. Of course, you can find me on TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast, post-game shows for the, obviously, the Edmonton Oilers on TSN 1260 with Tommy Gazzola. Quickly, let's get to your schedule for today. A lot of Canadian teams in action. Toronto's home to the Vegas Golden Knights. Montreal opens up a 5-game homestand without Cole Caulfield as they welcome in the Red Wings. Ottawa's on the road to take on the Wild. Winnipeg hosts the Dallas Stars. The Red Hot Calgary Flames take on the Nashville Predators. So the Oilers will get 2 teams here on back-to-backs in a row. So that's good for them. Take advantage of that. We'll see how Nashville performs tonight. But they'll take on the Calgary Flames. Vancouver looks to break their losing streak as they take on the New York Rangers from Rogers Arena. American teams, here we go. Anaheim hosts the New Jersey Devils. San Jose takes on the Buffalo Sabres. And the Arizona Coyotes look for that first win as they're in Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. Some news from around the NHL says Bill Guerin and Penguins ownership group facing lawsuit over alleged abuse. And so this is a story. Rick Westhead also has it on TSN, so go check it out there. Some more issues for the NHL and some executives here. The San Jose Sharks added Timo Meier to the COVID list today, and they remove Dahlin, the impressive rookie there. So Meier, who's off to a good start, he's going to be now on the COVID list. Dylan Larkin will be out tonight versus the Habs. I know Victor Olofsson for the Buffalo Sabres is a game time decision. So if you have these two players in fantasy, obviously make sure you're checking right before puck drop. And we have our 3 stars for October, and they are Mr. Alex Ovechkin, who has 9 goals already. Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, of course. And Carolina Hurricanes goaltender Freddie Anderson, who's just been unreal so far this year. He's just killing. He's got a 7-0 record, a 1.29 goals against average, and a 9.56 save percentage. So he's sticking it to his former team, saying, yeah, you guys are blaming me because you couldn't win in the playoffs. Well, look what he's doing now. And no shocker with Mr. Alex the Great and Mr. Connor McDavid. And that's about it when it comes to NHL news so far. I know yesterday we touched a bit on Bettman and all that. It was just a mess from the NHL. So, not a good look. But Dave Tippett is a good look. He's playing really well. He's got his team playing really well. Sorry, he's not playing well, but he's got his team playing really well. Yesterday, the Oilers got away with one, but they were able to find the goals, and they're 7-1. And I'll say this, I yet to see him play like that truly grade A game, and it's coming. Don't worry, folks, but it's a good sign when your team is still playing well and finding ways to win even when they're not at the best. But here is Dave Tippett as he met with the Edmonton media today.
We had Kyle Turrison, and he talked about just how important his offseason was for him. He was able to train that he really hadn't done for a few years, and it feels like he's contributed in the shootout and on the second unit, and then of course scored the goal. You were pretty confident that Turris could give you a lot more this year than he was able to last year. Yeah. Can you talk about the importance that maybe gets overlooked in a lot of the stuff that's done behind the scenes that you don't see that leads to having success on the ice?
Well, Kyle, I give him credit because he did put a hard summer in. And, you know, he's played in the league a long time. Sometimes it just comes to the point where you're not willing to put that work in. He went way the other way and said, you know what, I'm going to put the work in and see where it goes. And we had a number of conversations in the summer about where I thought that he could maybe, we could help him, putting him in more positions where he can use his talents. And he said, I'll put the work in, you give me a chance. And he came into camp, played very well. But he's a little bit like, you know, we told that story the other day about there's young players and veteran players coming to camp. And the young players, everybody's got an opportunity. And Kyle knew that coming in. He had to come and earn his way on our team. And veteran players who have played in the league a long time, they like playing in the NHL. They're going to put the work in, they're going to go to camp, and they're going to play the right way and do the right things. And if a young player comes up and takes their job, it's one thing, but they're not going to give it away. And that's, Kyle came in with the purpose of, I'm going to earn my job and keep it. And he, you know, he's done well so far this year.
You go from Saturday's game in Vancouver where you did a great job of really limiting high danger chances. There's very few. And then last night, Mikko Koskinen had to make some pretty key saves to you at key times. As a coach and a former player, just the ebb and flow of how one night you can be really focused in on doing what you want defensively, and then the next night, for whatever reason, you know, it's not there. What do you equate to that? Is it a credit to the other team, or is it just that difficult to limit high danger chances on a regular basis?
I think it's the calendar. We mistook Halloween for Christmas. Here, have one of these. We're passing them out tonight. So no, we just made some mistakes. Mistakes and some coverage and some puck mistakes that were a little sloppy on our part.
I don't know if I should call him a fighter in the sense of dropping gloves, but just fighting through, he discussed last year was kind of tough for him without his family. Goalie's always tough if things aren't going well. Fans are, well, you know what fans can be like. Can you just maybe give us a bit of insight into Mikko just battling anything and everything and having such a great season?
Yeah, I would say mental toughness for him, you know, and he, like you said, last year he was very open about his challenges without his family and not playing as well as he'd liked and came back with a real purpose. He's another guy, he's a veteran guy. He understands what it takes to play in the league right now and understands his role on our team and come back with, say, whatever you want. He had a chip on his shoulder. He wanted to show people that he was still a good player. And he's doing that right now.
Big shout out to the Edmonton media. I think Gregor and Gene Principe there on the questions as he talked Turris and high danger scoring chances and Mikko Koskinen. And that's a funny one there about his team last night. Let's rewind the tape.
I think it's the calendar. We mistook Halloween for Christmas. Here, have one of these. We're passing them out tonight.
That is very good. Very well done by Dave Tippett. He's got a good sense of humor, and he's got the boys rolling. Back at it tomorrow, guys. 6:30 start. Another weird time. 6:30. Yeah, sure. As they welcome in the Nashville Predators, who sit with a record of 4-4. They are in action tonight against the Flames, who are on a what? They're on a bit of a heater. I think they've won 6 straight, and Nashville's won 3 straight, so it's going to be a fun game tonight. Make sure to check that one out. Remember, if you want to get some bets in, some props, check out BetOnline. betonline.ag. They got a lot of different fun stuff up there. If you want to sprinkle a few bucks on a games or on player points, goals, assists, whatever you want, it's make sure you do it, but do it responsibly. That's the most important part. Guys, let's wrap up this this podcast, this Locked On Oilers podcast. What do you think of the Oilers game last night? They won. So at the end of the day, we're nitpicking right now, and we are. I mean, some of the texts we got at the inbox today was just like, come on, people, like, enjoy it. They're 7-1. Sometimes I think fans would be happier if they're 4-3 or 3-4 or 2-5. Like, just enjoy it. They're 7-1. The goaltending's holding up. Yes, it's only 8 games in, but they're playing well. The defense is playing well. The two studs are leading the league in scoring once again. Both 17 points in 8 games. I mean, you're getting secondary scoring. The special teams is out of this world good on both ends. They're top 3. First on the power play. What are they, like, 3rd, 2nd on the PK? Enjoy it, fans. Enjoy it, okay? That's my message to you today. And reminder, you got Game 6 World Series tonight as well, so make sure to tune into that. See if the Atlanta Braves can close out those cheaters, the Houston Astros. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed this podcast. For my producer, Juanito, I am Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll chat tomorrow.